We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Time, so I want to bring in our guest really quickly here. Stan Twardy, attorney with Day Pitney, former U.S. attorney. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, Brian. Yourself?
I'm really happy to have you on the program. And, you know, I tend to gravitate toward questions that I'm just naturally curious about, even if they're ignorant. So you have to forgive me on a couple of fronts here. And you were a U.S. attorney. Now, first of all, did you hire John Durham?
I did not hire John Durham. I was U.S. attorney during the Reagan and Bush administrations. John was in the office. I did promote John to chief of the criminal division when I was U.S. attorney, and so I've known him since 1985 when I became U.S. attorney.
And, I mean, without putting character in it, but he's very good at what he does.
He's outstanding.
Okay.
He's outstanding, a man of great integrity and an outstanding lawyer.
So when it comes to something like this, can a president say to the attorney general, I want to look into this, find somebody to look into this, and then the attorney general can go and tell somebody to look into it?
And that's what did happen during the Trump administration, and Attorney General Barr named John as special counsel. You know, that law has changed. There was a special prosecutor law that came into play after Watergate many, many years ago that then lapsed after the Clinton administration when, the Ken Starr looked into Clinton and what he was doing. Now it's a statutory appointment by the Attorney General. And Attorney General Garland could have revoked it, but I think, kept it going because there was a reason for people to need to know, I should say, what was there any there in these allegations?
And I think Garland had to do it, too, because if he didn't, if he shut it down, it would have really smacked of politics, right?
Correct.
He really, for fairness, had to do it for credibility. Now, the Igor Danchenko was acquitted. And then I think they only had one guilty plea on something. I guess what's the takeaway if we went through this whole thing? I don't know any of the credibility of the Steele dossier, so I can't speak to it, right? But I'm just curious. This really ended, not with a flourish. And so I'm curious what the ultimate takeaway is.
Sure. So a couple things. One is there was a guilty plea to I believe it was an obstruction of justice or a false statement to an agent. There were two acquittals, Danchenko and Attorney Sussman. And I think the takeaway is that the evidence that was presented to the juries in both cases, the jurors found that there was no there. That while there, and as you pointed out, Brian, who knows about the Steele dossier and, the credentials there, but there was no violations of federal law. The juries found there was no violations of federal law. And either what Mr. Sussman did when he went to the FBI to talk about the Steele dossier, or Danchenko and what he, provided in the dossier. I think we will find out some more too, because John is writing a report. But I think that again, it's important that the public got to see, and the public through the eyes at least of the jurors, got to see what evidence was there. And what was there a deep state? And, based upon what the jurors found, there was no deep state there that was trying to protect President Trump.
Yeah, we're talking with Stan Twardy from Day Pitney, former U.S. attorney. The irony is, Stan, that depending on what side of the spectrum you're on, a lot of people still think that there was some connection between Trump and Russia. If it wasn't collusion, it was somehow that they feel like Russia had something on Trump. And then on the other side, there's a lot of people that clearly think that there was some sort of coordinated effort to get Trump out. I mean, it's hard to go against people, whatever the facts of this case are. People still feel strongly about both of those things.
So, Brian, unfortunately, I think that reflects where we are, in this country at this point. It's, it's either you are for or you're against Trump. There's no gray area. I think people will perceive the results the way they want to on each. That folks went through the Mueller report and thought, my God, Trump was guilty there, and then people will now take a look at notwithstanding the verdicts in Dyschenko and Sussman, that there was a deep state. The FBI was trying to oust Trump. So, again, I think, unfortunately, it reflects the society where we are at this point.
I have two questions. One is semi on topic, and if you want to defer or punt on it, I totally understand. And the other one has to do with here in Connecticut, though. With all of the things going on in terms of investigations with Trump, and it's hard to do it from, you know, the different investigations in New York to the Jan 6 committee. I'm just curious of what your overall view is on all of the litigation going on surrounding the Trump universe.
Well, I think my view is, until we actually, you know, see some charges brought, that, you know, we don't really know what's going on. But it is typical. It is, you know, Donald Trump, before he became president, was in real estate and was very litigious in real estate. And I think he's just somebody who, you know, throughout his whole career, professional career, has engendered litigation. And there is more of it, too. And obviously, people feel very strongly one way or the other on this. We'll see what happens in New York. We'll see what happens with the January 6th, you know, whether or not the Justice Department does anything with that. Then also with the documents down at Mar-a-Lago, which, you know, could be the most serious, or it could be very serious, because depending on what the documents were that were there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot we don't know about what's going on there. It's been quiet. Usually, as you well know, usually when things are quiet, that means people are really working on something. So I'm sure we'll have some news flow on that at some point. Stan Twardy is an attorney with Day Pitney, former U.S. attorney here in Connecticut. And speaking of Connecticut, I don't know the extent of stuff you've been asked to look into. I know there's something you did for Lamont. What about corruption in Connecticut? There's so much federal money sloshing around this country and in Connecticut. And we know all the corruption with the PPP stuff. How worried are you about the way things, and this is not necessarily an indictment of any sitting politician necessarily, but I'm just curious, how worried are you about corruption in our state?
Listen, I think one has to be worried about corruption anywhere. Wherever there's lots of money, people get tempted, and some people are strong and some people aren't. And obviously with money flowing around, as you point out, there are folks who get their fingers on that money improperly. You know, I'm again, not knowing anybody, you know, any specific investigation, that it's hard to tell. But whenever you have money flowing, you're going to have some corruption. I think Connecticut, by and large, has historically been pretty clean. Obviously, we've had some, we've had some serious problems with, you know, former Governor Rowland, for example, in Waterbury. We've had, you know, some issues there, Bridgeport. But, you know, by and large, I don't, you know, at one point there was the nickname for Connecticut was Corrupticut, which, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago. But I think, you know, right now it's relatively mild there. Again, I don't know what the current U.S. attorney is looking at, if they are looking at anything. That is something that one needs to be worried about. But as I say, I have a great deal of faith in the people here in Connecticut and our elected officials.
Now, I always say we were out of time. I was basically going to make the point, you know, as a journalist, I always say that as a TV person, I would say if something came out of my mouth, it may not be my fault that if it's wrong, but it's still my responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel the same as in government. Even if somebody's not attached to whatever that corruption is, if you're still sort of run the show, it's still your responsibility. I mean, is that how you view it?
Yeah, but it depends on what, you know, in any organization, there are going to be people, low-level people or, you know, mid-level people who are doing things that are hiding it. There's no, you know, Governor Lamont or whoever the governor is can't know about what every single public servant is doing in Connecticut, you know, and a mayor cannot know what everybody's doing there. The question is whether or not you have safeguards in place, you know, and what you do when you do find the wrongdoing. And again, the investigation that I did for Governor Lamont had nothing to do with criminal wrongdoing, corruption. That's separate and apart, involving, you know, some of the same players. But, you know, as long as somebody acts quickly when there is something that goes wrong, that's all you can do.
Yeah. Stan, it's great to talk to you.
Nice talking to you, Brian.
Really, really appreciate the time. Stan Twardy.
My pleasure.
Attorney with Day Pitney, former U.S. attorney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.